The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Healing From Within with your host, John Robson. This program helps you experience transformational shifts in your health and well-being to feel energized, vibrant, and alive like never before. Now, here is John Robson.
Hey guys, welcome. Welcome to today's show. Once again, it's great to be here with you. I'm John Robson. I'm your host on the Healing From Within on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. I'm having a really good time sharing this information with you. And today we've got another good show for you about how to get to the root of your physical symptoms. Today's one. Using the Meta Health Analysis 12 question process. I'm going to actually be running through and taking you through the 12 questions today. A little bit more on that in a second. And I want to remind you to connect on the mailing list. When you go to the Healing From Within homepage there, on the right, we've got all of those links. So you'll want to join my mailing list and start to get connected in more ways than just through listening to the show. Also, you can like, there's a link there to like us on Facebook, to follow us on Twitter, and also by joining the mailing list, you're going to be able to get more and more resources about how you can have those transformational shifts in your health and well-being through being invited to listen and watch into different videos that I'm in the process of creating, blogs, being introduced to webinars, seminars, invites that are going on in the local area, but also globally via the web through the webinars. Also, getting that regular newsletter going as well. So there's much information there for you. And I want to remind you as well that at the end of this month, from the 21st of this month, so in 8 days, we begin the Meta Health World Summit. It's the first World Summit we've ever held. We've got some phenomenal speakers on there. We've got people like Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's one of the guys I've been reading for a number of years now. I think since about 2004, 2005 maybe. I've been reading Dr. Bruce Lipton's work on the biology of belief and epigenetics. And so he's a really powerful speaker and really just makes it so much so understandable for you, the science of how this stuff works, how integrative healthcare works, how the mind and body are connected, very much down to the genetics, how it actually your thoughts and your perceptions of your reality become expressed through your gene expression and repression. So there's some really exciting speakers on there. So on the link just there on my Healing From Within homepage, you'll see join our free Meta Health World Summit. Just click on there and follow it through and just have a look at some of those different speakers that are going to be on there. I'm going to be on there as well speaking about migraines, autoimmune disorders as well. So look out for that. And it'd be great to share with you through that medium. And if you have any challenges with that, you just let me know and I can give you any help you need to make sure that you can get on there and listen out for that event. So it's been really good to hear from people tuning into the show and also getting to work with some of you as well, which has been really fun, especially working on some of these values and starting to begin taking people through this Meta Health Analysis so they can get a much deeper understanding of their own symptoms that are going on. That's been fantastic. So continue to get in touch. Continue to contact me and ask me your questions. And I look forward to answering you more and more in the future as we connect in many ways. So yeah, if you have a symptom or an issue that you're working with currently, whether it be a physiological or psychological as well, you can get in touch and I can give you some advice on what may be some good steps for you to moving forward. So let's have a look at what's in store for you this show. So as I said in the show description, we're going to be taking you through that Meta Health 12 question analysis process. I'm also going to be sharing with you some stories of others' health transformations as well, because in hearing about other people's health transformations, it can give you some insights and inspiration, if you like, but definitely insights for your own life. So, because maybe some of the things I'm going to be talking about, you're either experiencing, or you've got friends experiencing, or you may experience in the future. So it'll already just lay in some beliefs, it'll lay in some information in your mind for you to either begin to transform your health now, or if they come up in the future, you have somewhere to go. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. And also from today's show, I want you to really have some conscious actions that you can take. I want you to help you to develop some conscious actions today, but also some things that you can begin to implement into your life right away from the end of this show. So that's what we got for today. And previous shows that I've done, I very much laid the foundations for today's show. So if you remember that you can always go back and listen to any of the pre-recorded shows that are on there. Again, that's on that right-hand side, just previous shows. And some of the ones that are really going to lay some of the foundational principles for today's show are the ones on metamedicine, the missing link between understanding health and disease. I had three previous shows already recorded with that. And so in those shows, I went through with you looking at the interconnectedness between the mind, body, and social experience. And I'm going to be connecting on that and bringing that all together in today's process. But you can always go back and look at those things later as well if you want to get some deeper knowledge about those things. But really looking about how your mind and your perceptions of your environmental and social experience, say whether you're at work or you're at home or just walking down the street, whatever, however your mind is perceiving your experience will be having a constant impact on your physical system through the nervous system. So we went through a bit about that. We also looked at the organ, stress, emotion, belief, social connection. So taking that information of the interconnectedness that little bit deeper and looking at how specific organs and tissues of your body have been found through 35 to 40 years of empirical evidence and research of thousands upon thousands of cases, that specific organs and tissues of your body respond and react to very specific stress that you experience in life, very specific stress triggers. And we went through some examples in some of the previous shows, and I've got some more of those later on for you today as well, which is cool. Also looked at the different types of emotions that can be linked in with all this process and the different beliefs that can be formed that also are going to trigger specific types of organ tissues within your body. So yeah, we looked at that organ, stress, emotion, belief, social connection. We also began to introduce the two phases of disease and health model. So you started to notice that there's that whenever we go through, we call it a two phases of disease model or two phases of healing model, because everything's a biological meaningful reaction from the moment you go through a stress trigger, from the moment you go through a significant experience in life. Your body tries to do everything that it can to assist you the best it knows how to in dealing with that specific experience you're going through. So we sometimes call it two phases of disease or two phases of healing, because it's a meaningful process that your body's going through. And much more. We went through many more different things as well throughout the previous shows. And again, you can review those anytime. So this process I want to take you through today, it's a very simple process. It's been condensed down. The International Medicine Association has been around since 2004. I've been studying this work since 2008. But I've actually been in this integrative healthcare field now for 12 years. So I've actually been working and studying and again, all of my inspiration for why I do what I do and my history is in the show description and my personal bio there on the Healing From Within page, but also in previous shows. But yeah, so I've been working with people now I've delivered over 10,000 hours now of working with people. But I know that using this mental health analysis, it's so precise, so accurate, and so quick that I can very quickly find out the core conflicts which are associated with people's symptoms without going through guesswork, without going through many confusion and so like could be this, could be that, using my intuition, anything like that. This technique really makes it real specific. But again, it's not the holy grail, you know. This technique and this method has got to be utilized within correlation within a whole integrative healthcare process, if you like, and procedure. So remember to always consult your doctor, because there's some things that MetaHealth is nails, you know, like, yes, definitely we could apply this technique for this chronic disease or this chronic issue that you're experiencing. But some things it's not as applicable for. So you maybe need to just get your doctor, use the conventional medical procedures that are available to you and get them going straight away. So just remembering that. So, but it is very useful, and there's much information that can be gathered from using this technique. So I want you to utilize it. So I wanted to share it with you today. So in using this, there's going to be some steps of this process that if you're, you know, operating heavy machinery or if you're driving cars or something, it may not be the best time for you to go through some of the processes I'm going to share with you today. So try and find a time when you actually more relaxed. You've actually got time to listen and to write down some ideas, to write down some answers to the questions I'm going to ask, and also going into a little bit of an internal reflective state as well. So if you can be in an environment where you can do that, that's perfect. So first things first, I want you to think, what is your symptom? What is the symptom that you'd like to investigate today? What are you experiencing? Is it a migraine? Migraines you've been experiencing. Is it a weakness? Is it a pain in the body? Is it more of a severe issue going on with the digestive system? Chronic constipation or something? You know, some people have many different things. Is it a stomach ulcer you're experiencing? Are there troubles with your gallbladder, with your kidneys, with your heart tissue, with your heart muscle, with the coronary arteries, coronary veins? What's the symptom that you're really wanting to understand on a deeper level? And write that down. And then think, okay, so if that's the symptom, what's the organ or tissue that is associated with that symptom? One could be like a deep cough. You know, you could have a deep cough, for instance, and then you'd want to look at what is the actual organ of my body which is associated with that. So it would be the bronchioles. You know, a deep type cough is very much a bronchial cough, whereas the more higher one, like is more your larynx type of cough. So we're going to think about what's the symptom, but then what's the organ and tissue that's associated with that symptom? Write that down. Some examples could be the skin. Maybe you're having an acne, which is more about the dermis layer, the deeper layer of the skin. Maybe you're having more eczema or dermatitis. Or something. It's more of the epidermis layer of the skin. So that's the organ and tissue. Maybe it's the musculoskeletal system you've got a problem with. Is it your muscles? Is it connective tissue? Is it bone, ligament, tendon? Or is it, you know, what layer of it is being impacted? Is it your digestive system? Is it your small intestine, large intestine, stomach, your liver, colon, that ascending, transverse, descending colon? What's the specific organ tissue that's related to your symptom? And then we go into this piece, which is testing your body side dominance. So I went through this with you already, but I want to just go through it with you now here, because it's a real simple exercise that you can do, which starts to help you to understand quite a lot of different processes. The body side dominance isn't as important if you've got a digestive problem, because obviously we've got one digestive system. So right and left side problems isn't as relevant when it comes to those organs and tissues. But remember in this wiring test that you can do, so I want you to clap your hands on your knees. So wherever you are, just pat your hands on your knees, on your thighs. Then all of a sudden, bring them up and applaud. Applaud like you're clapping against a really inspiring band or something, or a really inspirational speaker that you really enjoy listening to. And really give it some, you know, really try and clap. And just notice when you look down at your hands, which hand is on top? Is it the right hand is on top? Is your right thumb above the left thumb? Or is it the other way around? Which hand is on top? Some people clap and their hands are pretty equal, but I would just say try and find a preference. What feels more natural to you? Left hand on top, right hand on top, to see which one is more works better. And what they'll reveal to you is whether you're right-wired or left-wired. We find that 85% of the population are right-wired. 15% is left-wired. So remembering that right-wired people, issues that show up down the right side of their body are to do with masculine-related issues, either the masculine elements of themselves or masculine in terms of partner issues. So whether it be the partner of the mother being the father issues, the business partner, relationship partner, these type of conflicts will show up down the right side of the body for a right-wired person, whereas the left side of the body for a right-wired person will be more to do with feminine-related conflicts, so the feminine aspects of the self or mother-child nest conflicts, we call them. So things that we either nurture or feel nurtured by. So mother-child conflicts or nest conflicts, so anything you consider to be your nest, your home, something like that. Whereas with a left-wired person, those things are opposite. So for a left-wired person, the left side of the body would be masculine partner-related issues, and the right side would be mother-child nest feminine-related issues. So just note that down, which whether you're right or left wired. And then think, what is your symptom location? Is it on your dominant or non-dominant side? Because there's a level of information there within that. So for a right-wired person, their dominant side is their right side. For a left, and their non-dominant is the left-wired, left side. Whereas a left-wired person, their dominant side is the left side of the body, and the non-dominant is the right side of the body. So write down for answer number four, whether this symptom is showing up on your dominant or non-dominant side, and what information does that have available to you? And also write. Sometimes, again, it might know if you can determine a side this is it your dominant or non-dominant side? Some things, like I say, can't have a dominant or non-dominant side, so just leave this one blank. That's no problem. Now, you want to think about when was the first time this symptom appeared? Because now we're getting to another level of information. We're looking at whether this issue you're experiencing is acute or chronic. So is this the first time you've experienced this symptom in your body, in your life, or have you experienced it before? Is it new, or has it been going for a long time, this symptom? It's just been an on and off kind of thing going on. So thinking about whether it's acute or chronic. Again, even if a symptom is new, the conflict that you experience that's in relation to this whole process could be a lot longer, but we know through MetaHealth that there's these things called stress thresholds, if you like. So you could be having a conflict or a belief that's running, but it hasn't crossed the threshold of amount of stress on that specific thing to where your organs and tissues start to really show up. There's a problem here. So, but in this question, you really want to know whether this symptom is chronic or acute. But later on, we'll be looking at whether your conflict goes back a lot longer. Just to give you an example of that, when I was talking to you before about my migraines and how those migraines had linked with a feeling of injustice that was going on in my life. I felt like somebody was being very unjust towards me. Now, that wasn't the first time in my life that I'd ever experienced this conflict and this feeling of injustice, but it was the first time that you'd crossed the threshold to where I started to get migraines in relation to it. So although the migraines were a new thing for me, the conflict was a lot older. But think about your symptoms. Is it the first time you experienced it, or have you experienced many times? So take down that piece of information. Good. And so what we're going to do, we're going to go into a short break. So those are the first five questions there. And hopefully you're just starting to get some information. This will really come together later on as we really start to bring out some more information into it. But hopefully it's just bringing you a connection between your mind and body, and just a more awareness of your symptom at this point. Cool. So I'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes.
Thank you. opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Healing from Within with John Robson. To participate in our discussion today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to john@meta-medicineusa.com. Now, back to Healing from Within.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. Thank you for rejoining. Coming back here. It's good to be here with you today. Again, I'm John Robson, and this is on the Healing from Within on Voice America Health and Wellness channel. So as we're getting into there, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be going through these questions quite a pace because I'm on a radio show. I've only got a certain amount of time to share this information with you. If you're listening live, just try and keep up as best as you can. Just get those answers down. And if you're listening as a recording, just know that after every question, you can pause and you can just take a couple of moments to answer the question that comes up for you. So there we've been just previously, we were just looking at which wire, what's your symptom, what's the organ, what's the side dominance for you, what wiring do you have, are you right wired or left wired? We looked at the symptom location, whether it's on dominant or non-dominant side, and we looked at whether this is an acute or a chronic process in terms of your physiology with this symptom that you're experiencing. Now, this next question is going to layer on that information that you already had introduced to about those two phases of disease model. And I'm going to sort of review that a touch here now, remembering that we mentioned in the show, it's the missing link between health and disease, number three is in this show about the two phases. And just knowing that, again, it was one of the key models of meta-medicine and meta-health is this two phases of healing model about how you have a stress phase and then a regeneration phase. So you have a stress trigger that takes place and then you go into a stress phase. Then you have a regeneration trigger, or the situation that you're going through goes into regeneration, goes into sort of some sort of level of resolution, if you like, and then you go into regeneration phase before you go back into health. This two phase of disease model, or two phase of healing model, is very much linked in with your autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system just stimulates all of the different organs and tissues in different ways and gets them to react in different ways depending on the two phases that you're in. And this first phase of disease, you may more if you're aware of the autonomic nervous system, you'll know of the sympathetic side. This is more sympathetic dominant side of the nervous system. And if you're not quite familiar with that language, then you'll probably be familiar with like the fight or flight response, if you like. And we add in there's a fight, flight or freeze response, because sometimes we can fight against a stressful situation we've gone through. Sometimes we can run away. So we can either attack it, we can run away. But there's sometimes when we feel that we're incapable of doing either of those two. So we just freeze in the middle. And again, like that's on a physiological level. So where we could actually physiologically fight or flight. Sometimes in our mind, on a mental level as well, we go through fight or flight. Maybe somebody does something to you in your environment and you can't necessarily hit them or fight them in a real sense, but in your mind you start just attacking them. And that could be a fight we're in on the mind level. Another thing you could do is you could start attacking yourself or retreat into your mind in some way, and that could be considered a flight. Or you could just be incapable of any thinking. You're just really trapped, and that would be a freeze on that level. So that first phase of disease is really about fight, flight, or freeze. And we've all been through times when we've been in this fight, flight response, and we felt nervous tension. Some of the things you'll experience is your hands and your feet will go cold, so cold to the touch. And it's just because of where the blood shifts when you go through this stress response. There's two main stress responses. One is the HPA axis, which is your hypothalamus pituitary adrenal gland, which is an older stress response, which is all about the release of cortisol into the system. And then the other one is your autonomic nervous system. These are your two main stress responses, and they do all sorts of different cascades of events that take place in your body. But some of the things you'll notice when you're in this stress phase is you have you're obsessively thinking about this conflict, you have trouble sleeping, you don't really want to eat, like I say, hands and feet go cold, these sort of things. So I'm sure you will have experienced many times when this has been the case for you. Whereas the parasympathetic side, the regeneration phase, is more parasympathetic nervous system dominant. So this is called like the regeneration phase in mental health, or the stress is passive phase. So it's rather than the stress being active, this is stress passive. And this is sometimes called the rest and digest. So sometimes you'll know when you're in regeneration after you've been through a big stressful experience, whether it be a project at work or a moving home or some significant experience in your life. You'll have a time when you're really tired and you just need to sleep and relax and just calm down and just take it easy for a while to allow your body to come back into balance after that such a high energy time in your life. So I want you to think about your symptoms that we're working on now, and I want you to think, did your symptoms appear when you were going through a highly stressful time in life? Were you stressed and were you active? Or did they more show up in when you were relaxing and more passive? So natural times in your day when the parasympathetic is more dominant is maybe just before bed, during bed, or in the morning, just a little bit. That would be more parasympathetic. So are your symptoms worse then? Or are they worse when you're moving and going and active, very active? Because what we find in mental health is many symptoms show up in the stress phase, or symptoms show up in the regeneration phase. And it's really important to know which one of those two they show up. So which one do your symptoms show up in or get worse in, whether you're really active and going or relaxing? And now I want you to think about which emotion is connected to this conflict for you. So last week or a couple of weeks ago, we went through a simple practice for you to just get very aware. And I'm going to go through this with you now to just get very aware, very in tune with your body, very in tune with the specific symptom you're working with. And again, you don't want to practice this while you're driving or doing something active that requires a lot of focus. You want to just come into your center for a moment here and just start by just having your feet nice and stable on the floor, your hands on your thighs, spine as straight as you can, and just take a couple of nice deep breaths. And as you take a nice deep breath, just notice yourself just relaxing and centering into the present moment. Some people may need to take a few more breaths than others, and some just slip right into this. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to go to the specific area that you've got your symptom is coming from, whether it be your stomach, your skin, your head, your shoulders, your knees, your toes, wherever it is. Focus on that specific area of your body, your heart, wherever it is. And just breathe in and connect with that area, that organ, that tissue of your body. And as you connect with it, just ask your unconscious mind to reveal, what emotion do I feel in this organ, that's trapped in this organ? Or just as you start to focus on that organ or tissue or that specific area, what emotions do you begin to feel? Do you feel anger? Do you feel sadness? Do you feel guilt, shame, sorrow, frustration? What do you feel? And sometimes people will sense maybe more than one emotion. So just notice what different emotions you feel in that area, that organ, that tissue, its intelligence is holding that in there for you, and make a note of what those feelings are. And then now think about, what is the emotional intensity of those feelings and those emotions? Is it like a zero? Zero is like real low. It's just, you're not really feeling anything at all. Whereas a 10 is like banging out. You're really feeling a real intense emotions. You feel there's a lot in there. There's a lot of stored energy. We call emotion energy in motion, because the energy of emotion does help you to do things. Anger can be very useful to help drive life. You know, it's very much got movement to it. Guilt and shame, they've very much got movement to them. So you want to feel about that emotion that you feel. How intense is it? On a scale of 0 to 10. If you had a couple of emotions, just try and think about, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much was each of them? What was the dominant emotion that you felt? Now, what you might notice is, as you started to look at which phase of disease is sort of your symptoms got worse, what I want you to start to think about, now you know your emotions too, you know some of the emotional sensations, then you can start to become more and more aware of the circumstances and situations in your life that you know these emotions are very much present. So you can know it's in relation to my partner, or it's in relation to when I go to work, or it's in relation to my kids, or it's in relation to something in your life that you're experiencing. Parents, many different things, social settings, some friends, something to do with them. So start to think about, what are your specific stress triggers? What we find is there's every one of us has specific stress triggers that trigger the conflicts that are associated with our symptoms and these emotional states. So these things can be visual things. So it could be we see somebody doing a certain thing, or we visualize something happening. We see somebody looking at us in a certain way. We hear something. Somebody talks to us in a certain way. It's more of an auditory stimulus. There's a sound that sort of triggers us to get shocked or something. Some of us, it's more of a feeling. So start to think, is there a feeling that we get that starts to trigger this whole symptomology? Some people, they have a preference on smells and tastes. Is there a certain smell or a taste? You know what it's like, how these things can be triggers. When we were kids, maybe there was fresh bread being made, or we went into a bakery or something. There was a smell. There was an olfactory sensation which led to a whole sensation and it could overtake the body. Some people who like to eat meat, they can smell bacon and just be really like taken away by the smell of bacon, whereas other people that don't have a preference for eating meat, they smell bacon and they get disgusted. So that can be a trigger for some people. Some people it's gustatory, some people it's a taste that they get, and some people it's a self-talk. Some people get triggered by they do something wrong in their own mind or something, or maybe you do something that you feel that you shouldn't have done. I thought of the example of like hitting yourself on the thumb with a hammer when you're trying to do it, hammer in a nail or something like that, and how that instance in itself could have just been the fact that you were not paying attention. But if you've got a lot of conflicts with yourself, you might run and, oh, you're so stupid, why did you not pay attention, you're an idiot, like you did it again, da 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 da, and you could tell a whole story which could trigger a whole load of conflicts within you. So become aware of what stress triggers happen for you. Is it conversations you have with others? Is it a certain feeling that you get when you go into a certain environment, like, oh no, this is going to be a bad situation, or oh, this is going to be, you know, What's your triggers that go on for you? Maybe as you're beginning to recognize the emotions that are connected with these symptoms and maybe some of the stress triggers, maybe you can start to be aware of some of the beliefs that are connected too. So some of the beliefs that are connected to the organ reaction, the emotions and the stress triggers. So what thoughts appear again and again? What reactive mind patterns appear again and again? So it could be like, I'm such an idiot, an intellectual self-devaluation, or people are I just can't trust people. So sometimes it's beliefs like that. Sometimes it's, if I'm just looking at some of my examples here, or some of the different processes that keep going on, is I have to be angry to defend myself. Or some people run an abandonment isolation conflict of people always leave. I always get left. Or no one's ever here to help me. Some of these beliefs can be connected. Or I have to fight in order to get ahead in life. Or if I want to get this promotion, then I've got to be nasty or something towards other people. Think about just some of the belief patterns that are associated with your conflict, your symptoms, that trigger the emotions that are linked in with all of that. What sort of things are going on for you there? So as you do that, because some people could just be like, the world is an unsafe place as a limiting belief. And every belief that we have is in some way limiting, because it makes us, every belief that we have impacts how we're perceiving our environment. So as soon as we've made a decision to perceive a certain thing in our environment, we've limited the amount of information that we could absorb from the environment, because now our filters in our mind are beginning to see things from that place. and it shuts down other opportunities. So just become aware of some of those limiting beliefs for you. And what we found is that there's hierarchies of limiting beliefs too. There's like some that are primary, that sort of come up right away, and then there's some that we can find that are living underneath that one, such as if someone was saying to themselves, maybe, oh, I'm such an idiot, then there could be one underneath which is just like, I'm not intelligent, or I'm stupid, and underneath that, my brain doesn't work. Underneath that, there could be like, I was born stupid, I'll always be stupid, or something. We'll always find there's a fundamental hierarchy of beliefs. So think about what's going on for you. What things are you thinking? Hopefully this is starting to reveal more and more information for you about some of the things that are associated with your symptoms. And again, this is applicable in many ways, but some is less applicable. We're going to be coming back in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to start to really wrap this in and start to move you out of this is information finding. We'll start to move you out from that. So I'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
9 different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with Lucy Hewitt and her guest experts. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Holy hormones, honey! Every week, this groundbreaking radio show brings you insight about hormone fluctuations, addressing the core biological issues that cause mood disorders, and offers a general support center for women everywhere at any stage in their lives. Host Leslie Carroll Botha has the passion and drive to help you make informed decisions about your well-being and reclaim your life. Holy Hormones, Honey, sponsored by True Hope Incorporated, the leaders in brain health, is broadcast live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness. You are listening to Healing From Within with John Robson. To participate in our discussion today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to john@meta-medicineusa.com. Now, back to Healing From Within.
Hi, guys, and welcome back. So, yeah, do take up that opportunity to send me those emails, ask me those questions if there's anything bubbling up for you. Now, obviously, in this setting, in this way, the medium that I'm asking you these questions, it's hard for me to know exactly what's going on for you, if you're managing to find out. If I'm working one-to-one with you, I'll be able to feel that sense, that ask you real direct questions about the specific conflicts that's going on, and make sure that we don't go down any rabbit holes that maybe are not going to lead us to where we want to go to, and really stay on track with finding out your core stuff. Plus, I use the mental health directory, which is when you tell me your specific symptom, I already know in my mind what that sort of thing is related to, what sort of conflicts are associated with that, so I can ask you more specific questions to get down into it. But hopefully, and I trust in the fact that just going through these questions with you here now, and just in your trust of your unconscious mind and your ability to connect with your own body, you'll be revealing to yourself some information here that's going to be important. Okay, so I trust in that. Now we want to start looking at the meta meaning. So in terms of finding out the meaning for experiencing this thing in your life, this is where we start to grow out of this and start to look for the hidden wisdom within your symptoms. Is what is the opposite or reversal of the trapped or negative emotion stored in your organ tissue or symptom? So if it was a feeling of abandonment, looking for where you feel support or nourished or taken in, what feelings and thoughts can you cultivate which are going to help you to transform the emotion and recharge and heal your body? So if anger is a huge emotion that's associated with this symptom of yours, then what would help you to transform that emotion and help you to recharge and heal your own organ tissue? So think about that. Think about what could be, if there was a meaning to this in my life, if there was a meaning to me of experiencing a conflict which made me feel anger over and over and over again, what would that be? What are the lessons that my life is trying to teach me to move myself forward as a being, as a human, as a conscious living being? What would be the reason why I would go through this experience over and over again? What are the lessons that my life is trying to teach me to grow into? Think about that. And as you start to think about that and recognize that, think, what conscious actions can I take from this day forwards that are going to help, that presuppose self-healing? So what feelings, thoughts, beliefs will strengthen the organ and tissue of my body and allow self-healing to happen, whether it be laughter, whether it be the times to relax, whether it be learning to just love and appreciate myself, learning to love and appreciate and let go of the conflicts that I have with these people that were many years ago in my life or something. How can you increase the regeneration function of your system? What natural things can you do? And also thinking about what lifestyle changes can I make that are going to improve my vitality and create mind-body social balance? So thinking about what nutritional things can I do? What exercise things can I do? It doesn't have to be you have to start going to a gym or anything like that. You could just start to dance or go for walks in nature. You could start doing yoga or some Tai Chi or some Qigong or any sort of physiological thing. Taking a bath once a week or something to just allow yourself to relax and chill out. Doing anything that you find nourishing. Going and playing a sport that you really love and you find it helps you. Maybe that will help. And it doesn't have to be real intense. It can just be nice and mild. You know, it could be game of pool. It could be anything just to help you to enhance that regeneration function of your system. So think about that. Think about what conscious action steps can I take moving forward from this moment that are going to help me to resolve all of these conflicts, these emotions, these beliefs, these stress triggers, these situations in my life that are impacting my specific organs and tissues of my body. What are some of the things I can take from this point moving onwards? Now, hopefully you're going to be able to write some of those things down and you're going to be able to get some key ideas. But there is a requirement of working with a coach when you're working through these things, you know, because there's things that I can help you to do in terms of transforming certain conflicts. That's what I've been trained in for the last 12 years. That's what I've been trained in specifically for the last, since 2008, 5 years. Really trained in how to help you to transform your psychology, how to transform your thinking so that these things that you're conflicted by become not problems in your future and you get to resolve them. And the reason why it's sometimes essential to have a coach is because, as Einstein said, it's hard to change it's hard to create a solution for a problem at the same level of thinking that created the problem. And so your mind is what created the issue. So sometimes you need an outside in impact to help you to transform that. So if you notice that there's some things in here that you'd really like to find out more, or you'd really like to know the specific conflicts associated with your specific organ tissue symptoms, then get in touch. Email me, john@meta-medicineusa.com. John is J-O-N. Schedule a session. Schedule a 2-hour mental health analysis and therapy planning session with me and find out your other options that can go forwards. So now I wanted to talk to you about some of those health transformation stories that I've heard, taken people through, because some of the insights that have come from that. Now, I had one of my clients, he had these things called thunderclap headaches. Now, thunderclap headaches, I don't know if any of you have ever experienced them, but they're like migraines on steroids, if you like. But they're just another name for them has been called suicide headaches, because the pain is just so excruciating that you just fall down on the floor. And this is what happened with this client. He was in a gym just working out, usually working out, and all of a sudden this thunderclap headache just hit him real hard, and he went down to his knees. He actually screamed in pain at how quick it came on and how intense it was. And what happened is he'd gone to the gym to release his pressure from his mind, because there'd been a comparison made between him and another person just previously, and he'd remembered feeling like really frustrated, a lot of anger, like, why are you comparing me to this person? And for those of you that have heard before, migraines occur in the second phase. They're a regeneration phase symptom at a specific point in there. So it's after the stress has actually died down is when the migraine or this thunderclap headache would actually come on. And so he had taken himself away from that situation in order to get rid of, you know, to move away from that stressful situation. And then he'd had this experience. When we were looking at sort of finding out the core conflicts behind it, we were able to recognize that what it was really about was he needed to find a way to really appreciate himself, his own hierarchy of values. It didn't really matter if someone was comparing him to anybody else. because if you don't run a self-conflict, then you can compare me to whoever you want, and I honor and appreciate myself enough for that not to bother me. It doesn't matter for me if somebody else achieves something great in life, because I value myself and the journey I'm on. And that was what we needed to do for this guy, is to really appreciate his own unique hierarchy of values, where his genius was, and live congruently to that. And as he did that, these thunderclap headaches and these migraines became a thing of the past. He was on some crazy medications to help him deal with this thing. And all of that was eradicated once we started to do the deeper work inside. And so all the side effects from the medications he was taking sort of slowly waned away. And I'm not saying don't take medications. I'm saying that him and his doctor, as his symptoms started to wane, Ray would come with an agreement for him to come off of those medications. So there was a deeper lesson in there for him and what was going on. Another guy had acne, and he had acne for like 7-8 years, and it was really showing up in his face and forehead and head and everything. It was always keeps coming back. Now, what we know about acne is it comes from the dermis layer of the skin, and it's a real protection program. It's like somebody's throwing muck at you, and it's like a protection program to try and keep them away, if you like, and it comes out into the skin as a protection program, as I say. And what we found with this guy is that just before his acne had really started to come up in his life, he had done something that he felt a lot of guilt and shame about. And for 7 years, he'd held on to this guilt and shame, and there was a worry that people would find out what he'd done. You know, when I looked at it, it wasn't that bad. It was just, but it was his perception was what was most important, okay? And worried about getting found out, and feeling attacked by those people that did know, but also very much attacking himself on a regular basis, which kept his process, his acne, chronic. And so what we had to do with him is just really help him to release his guilt and shame, connect with his path, but look for in what he the action that he took. We had to look for the benefits to him of doing it, and the benefits to the other people that were involved of him doing it, so that we could see that there was no need for guilt and shame. We saw that actually it was the biggest gift that I could have given all those people within that dynamic to actually go through that experience. And it's guilt and shame I've held on for as like 7-8 years or whatever was unnecessary. So he was able to release his guilt and shame by doing going through that process, and his skin cleared up within a few days. It was amazing how quick these transformations can occur once you dissolve the specific things that are related to them. Had somebody with back pain. They would experience intense back pain in their lumbar spine, their lower back. And when we go through that, it's remembering that the conflict associated with that is all about a deep self-devaluation conflict, very much to the core of your being. And what we had to do with this one is just to help them to release, because they were trying to take on work for a whole group of people. They were trying to take on the responsibility for the work of a whole group of people. And they felt unable to do it. You know, they didn't feel that they were capable. So they had it as a self-attack going on. I should be able to do this, you know, all of these sort of things. No one will help me. I feel unsupported, all of that sort of stuff. So what we had to do with that one is just to help to recognize the form in which support was in, but also allowing other people to take responsibility and really working as a team. And as we started to process the transformation of that thinking, to recognize where the support was and looking at the benefits to allowing other people to take up responsibility and work within a team environment, as we took away that stress, the back like popped, it like clicked, and literally the pressure within that back like eased instantly. Now, I'm not saying in every case these things convert, change instantly, but it is definitely something that is possible for you to happen, is these symptoms to begin to resolve instantly. Some people it takes a little bit more work, a little bit deeper work. Had somebody else who had a massive amount of weight gain that occurred in a very short period of time. And with weight gain, we really look at like these abandonment, isolation, and powerlessness conflicts. So if you look at abandonment, isolation as a conflict, and powerlessness conflict. So what we had to do with her is when, in the moment of feeling abandoned and isolated, the universe doesn't really leave voids. It really much fills in gaps. So energetically, as soon as you feel abandoned and left by one group or by something, you're automatically taken in by something else. So you want to look for where that transformation occurred. And that's one of the key processes I take people through, because abandonment, isolation is one of the worst conflicts the humans can go through. So there's a process that I take people through to really transform that abandonment conflict. So we're running to the end of today's session, but hopefully you really gained some insights from today's show about the power of your own choices in mind and healing, but also about the interconnectedness of your mind, emotions, beliefs, and your specific symptoms of your body. Again, if you see the benefit in arranging a one-to-one mental health analysis session with me, get in touch today by emailing me, john@meta-medicineusa.com. And if you would like to understand more about your own unique hierarchy or dissolve a specific conflict, I have many things available to you to help you to process these things on a one-to-one basis. So just get in touch with me so that we can begin the journey of your true transformation and healing. Again, it was a pleasure to share with you today, and do make sure that you join in on that Meta Health World Summit. Go to that link on my homepage and click I want to join the free Meta Health World Summit that begins later on in this month. I look forward to connecting with you again soon, and I look forward to hearing from you through your emails and things like that. So I'll take care and speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us this week. Please tune in to Healing From Within, featuring your host, John Robson, next Wednesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week as we continue to transform your health from within.